Oh, welcome back to Dog Shit Audio Podcast. But
Rash forgot to disconnect the AirPods. Okay, it's all good.
But if you guys couldn't hear shit, which it probably was trash, I would probably add in a clip in the beginning. First 5 minutes was dog shit. But okay, we were just talking about Mason Mass.
Like halfway throughout the day, it's kind of hard. Like especially with my glasses and stuff. Like Yeah, fogging up too, because you have to see like your glasses go on top of the mask, and then also like just the pain of wearing your like
glasses. Dude, it hurts.
Plus the mask over your ears.
Like I know.
It's bad.
Like I know. I have to do this like weird ass shit where I just like undo at the bottom, let it go for like 15 seconds, then it won't fog up for the rest of the day. And then stuff like where it's like I have gym right now.
Well, you guys wear masks in gym?
Yo, you're, it's almost like that. Unless you're running, you have to wear a mask.
Oh.
What? Like, I know I have to. Dude, I mean,
I'm like the most pro mask fucking guy, but you guys have to wear a mask in gym.
Dude, I know in the locker room, I'd be getting yelled at, but I have to have my mask off. I won't be near anybody, but like, I can't. But after gym class, it's like.
The gym I go to, they don't fuck. They do.
Which gym do you go to?
I go to Crush.
Oh, I've heard about that before.
Yeah. The gym I go, the fucking masks are not required.
Jeez.
Okay, but what's the middle school like, teachers-wise? Because I know he be giving this man, Mr. Massey, a fucking run for his money, bro. This sucks. Teachers chilling?
Okay, first we're going to start with Mr. Massey. He's like...
The goat?
Does he suck?
Well, my brother had him, too. And
wait,
like,
that's your brother? The guy in the car.
Yeah.
That was your... Yeah. I thought that was, like, one of your best friends. I know that guy.
Yeah, it's my brother.
That's your
brother.
Yeah,
he wrestles. Uh-huh.
I remember asking him at first because I remember seeing on his story that he was on, like, bikes or something. And so I was like, Mason must be free today. And I knew that was his brother because I've seen it on his story before.
I thought when he said that you had a little brother or some shit, bro.
Nah, I'm the littlest, actually. So.
Damn. Well, how many siblings you got?
I just got that one. So, same. I kind of want to see what it's like to have more, but it's like I would obviously we would just like adopt a kid. But that'd just be fun because I see like a bunch of TV shows doing that. So.
I don't know what a fucking vibes, bro. My brother's in college right now.
Oh.
For me?
What college does he go to?
He goes to George Mason.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For me, like I'm the oldest in my family, like siblings wise, mm-hmm. and I got like 3 on my mom's, 2 on my dad's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like sometimes on their birthdays, I'll be like FaceTiming like 10 people because I have to say hi to my family plus the kid, and it's sometimes it gets annoying, but it's cool. Being the oldest.
Yeah.
Now, after the teachers, I need your guys' status. We talked about the school. We talked about the fucking teachers. Mason got a different perspective on this shit. Thoughts on people in your fucking grade, dude.
Okay, so, I mean, first off, we can't see the other half, like, because they split their last names.
It's like split 4 ways, almost.
4? What?
Yeah, because some
blue, people, gold?
Yeah.
A and B?
Yeah.
Then more with the Raider Academies and only Zooms?
And then, yeah.
I thought I was splitting the 2 things.
It's more like it's 4. Crazy. More like, or like 6. Splitting like 6 ways, including Raider Academy and Zoom Kids. And even that, it's splitting more because cohort A and B. Except for
Raider
Academy.
Are you guys
Raider
in the
Academy.
Same everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we have this. I'm pretty sure we have all the same teachers.
People,
except
people
like,
in your class are annoying as shit. What's the thing?
Well,
the
like, deal? Honestly.
Who's Colton?
Colton, he's a kid who,
Be what? Front up with you. Kind of has some mental disabilities.
What type?
And,
Asperger's? I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I don't
okay,
know.
But sometimes he can be kind
about
of goofy.
Y'all about to violate it, but keep going.
Sometimes he can be kind of goofy. Sometimes not.
Violating it? Violating the class?
Know.
Disturbances?
Okay, like this. Grant, sometimes he'll like say the occasional curse word, the occasional ass, the occasional shit.
I fucking love Grant.
Yeah,
and then,
dude, he's so funny.
Yeah. And then sometimes Colton will be right there. And I'll have to Like, I don't have to do this, wait, but,
I'm guessing Colton loses his shit whenever he curses?
Yeah.
And, like, when we bring Mr. McCain over, you know how you go into the whole, like, most politically correct shit?
What, when people would do that shit?
Like, okay, I'll do it like this. Like, say, like, you cursed at Mason's call, and I'll be like, Rashid would never curse in his life. He's a God-given gift that came on this earth. Shit like that.
Yeah, Mr. McCain, he's either like...
How's he as the IT teacher, bro? Is that good or bad?
Nah, it's not that bad at all.
I'd rather him
as the IT. He's the fucking really goat. Fun,
yeah.
I'd rather him as the IT than science teacher.
Yo, I heard, what's his name? The track coach, or a Chinese man is now your...
Mr. Fox.
Yeah, Mr. Fox.
Oh, Mr. Fox? Chinese man.
Yeah. Who? Well, there's
wait,
a substitute.
Chinese?
Who's the substitute Chinese that tells, like, his Chinese war stories? You guys know exactly who I'm talking about.
I've never had a Chinese substitute.
No, they're not Chinese. They're white. They just talk about their time in China.
I don't know.
I'll have to ask Mr. Fox about that.
So, that's weird.
I have a lot of fun in Mr. Fox's class. Like, but he's the
is Mr. Fox the track coach?
Not anymore. I don't think so. I don't think
he said
is,
he
man.
Used to.
Yeah, he used to do, like, football, track, cross country and that, but
okay,
not anymore.
Oh, damn. Was it just Mr. Smith and who?
He might do like track for the middle school, not the high school anymore.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He said he's done with the high school.
Yeah.
Mm. I remember who he talked about back in like the '70s.
He tracked for the high school.
And he first became like a teacher or something like that.
His brother was my fucking dentist, dude.
Wait, what?
Yes, there's like a dentist place. I forget. It's like over near here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And his brother was my dentist.
How do you know?
He told me himself. I was like, yeah, my brother teaches, and they look exactly the same and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's that Middletown blood runs deep, bro. Which is crazy.
Bro, there's, like, some pretty big families in Middletown.
Bro, the karate's and the fucking dudes. That shit runs.
Oh, also, let's see. The new, so Mr. Cook's gone.
I know. He's my principal now, bro.
Mr. Bright, like,
and
the Bright family, that's, like, a big, Definitely, yeah.
Have you seen Mr. Richards' Instagram?
No.
The Viking shit. He dressed up in Viking cosplay, and then, like, he put a black and white filter.
No way.
And he put pictures of his kids with the, like, stuff on it and said, duck season.
That's fucking stupid. Bro. It's one thing being on call with Mr. Bright, because sometimes I literally have to call him on my phone if my iPad's not working. I'm like, bro, Mr. Bright, something's not working. He's like, okay, what's going on? I have to explain the thing to him. But Mr. Cook, he's going to harass me on the phone when something on my iPad is wrong, bro. He's going to harass me, dude. Valhalla! Fucking stupid, bro.
Yo, okay, that looks like one of those, the Kiss band.
Oh, fucking Gene Simmons, dude.
And then,
dude, that's funny.
And then this.
What?
Through the mud slat. Party, dude.
No way.
Looking
what
like,
music you listening to? I need to know this.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah. I know.
Like, the rappers are just like music, like genre.
Rappers, music, and genre, bro. All the shit. We got like, time.
Genre, honestly, like rap. I mean, not really country. Like, so country, it depends. Not like that, like, that light country.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Remember, folk rock and Lana Del Rey are different from country.
Oh, who's yeah,
Lana?
Yeah.
Who's Lana?
Del Rey?
No, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a huge
wait,
shit.
I'm pretty sure my ex listened to her.
Do you know who,
okay,
Mason,
so you know.
You can go full foot. Who is, her last name is fucking Raffner, bro.
Emily Raffner, dude. She was.
Does she go to our school now?
Like, she's, okay.
With us?
Yeah, not with us, but, like, last year. Okay, I'll put it in perspective. You know how, like, you won't know kids until you literally, like, see them because they're just, like, hidden.
Yeah.
She's, like, that theater girl that tries to be theater but is not actually. And then, what else?
That concept is draining, bro.
And then, I can't believe I went out with her. And then, like, you know how people will be like, fuck Trump, he did all this shit on their stories for, like, no reason.
Oh, my
thoughts on that.
God.
Thoughts
so
on that.
I'm
we about to
saying,
get political, bro. We about to get
I don't really, I'm not, like, I don't try to disrespect people who don't like, or, like, who are into other things because, like, I wouldn't want to be treated like that. So, people, like, who, I don't like Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
What if you guys do, I don't care. But, like, I just feel like he can say some stuff or not some stuff at all, because I feel like he doesn't even remember his own name by the end of the day.
Yeah, so
like,
it's kind of weird.
I feel like, okay, honestly, Trump says some stuff that he shouldn't.
But that doesn't make him a bad leader, is the thing.
Yeah, but, like, Biden sometimes doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, he's not leading right away.
I feel like both candidates are bad.
My problem with Trump, before Chris actually was about to take my take, my problem with Trump is you can't have a businessman as a fucking
and
as
a politician.
Yeah.
It's because for the last 4 years, my main problem, he's been doing shit to just make his money run fucking deep, bro. That's my main problem, bro.
And he likes his sister.
It's almost like this. he'd rather look at the economy, have it, like, grossing, and then more than he looks at his people.
Exactly.
But also at the same time, Joe Biden, he can say some good stuff, but I feel like he's literally going to, like, crouch over and die in the next 3 months if he does become president.
Does Trump still have corona? Is he still, like, up in the air?
I know Barron had it. I heard that the other day.
Yo, you see pictures of Barron? Bro, that guy's 6'6".
Yeah, he's 6'6 in our age.
Like, he's going to the NBA, bro.
Like, you know how JP's, like, really tall?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, he's probably taller than that.
JP's, like, 6 foot. Relax.
He's tall for us, though. Have you seen people like Mackenzie Halbecker that Mr. McCain compared to Emma Erkenswick?
No, I have not. I'm not looking out for midgets,
like,
bro.
She's, like, super short.
Okay. Just take Emma Erkenswick and, like, that tall, except, like, shorter.
Okay. So just a shorter person.
Shorter person than Emma, basically.
Okay. But we still got to talk about people in your grade, bro, because I have a bone to pick with a few people, bro.
Like, that I don't get along with.
Don't get along with, don't like. We don't, you can say hate, bro. We don't.
Yeah, I'm not, like, talking hate on anybody. It's just, like, what I don't like. So, some people who just, like, choose to be.
We say names on this podcast, bro. We, like, say names.
Like, I'm not saying. So, Marcus Reed is,
oh,
like.
Oh, my God.
He's not, like, he was never, like, mean to me or anything. It's just, like, I don't really have. He just chose the wrong path to. Like, as he grew up, I don't know what happened. Like,
he's like trying to be in the gangs and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
He does, like, drugs. I remember him saying.
Yeah, he got caught last year in the bathroom, like, vaping.
Oh wait, really? I didn't hear about that.
These fucking degenerates, bro. They don't know what they do because they don't know how to deal with their problems, bro. So they just vape and they smoke and they refuse to find another way out. It's so stupid. It's so contrived. And he runs the Middletown T-shirt. You know that?
Not the main one, but it's like.
No, he runs the one right now. That's the main one.
Yeah, they were trying to get me in that. Like, I was
really?
Like, no, I'm not trying to be a part of that.
It took like 5 minutes for me to find out who he was, and I was like, bro, is this who you are? And he was like, bro, relax, oh, it's me.
I remember, like, literally, like, I'd be like, oh, Rashid told me. So I literally texted him, are you Marcus Reed? We start to get in a conversation, and I was like, give me $20 to give the specific person who said about this, mm-hmm. like, the account, because it was, like, one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me the account and gave me his Cash App. It literally says OTM Reed. Who else is it going to be?
Wait, it had OTM?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, have you heard about that? The OTM gang, where it's, like, kids already trying to run a gang.
Yes, it's a bunch of Middletown fucks who want to be stealing so bad. But gangs are overall are just fucking trash if you're a kid. It's, ideals are bad. They're just fucking degenerates. I sound like a 1970s anti-drug fucking PSA, but they're just degenerates, bro.
Most I can't speak for him, but, like, most kids in our grade are, like,
and then kids will want to,
dude.
And then kids will want to be part of that to the point where they'll lie about being part of that. Could you? I couldn't. He couldn't.
I can name 10 people in our grade that's done drugs or does do them.
Well, there's always two sides. Not to make it about race, but there's two sides. It's the crackheads downtown, like Ryan Irvin, all them fucks. And then it's all the, all the hood homies smoking and shit, just having smoke sessions. It's those two.
It's if you, like, smoke at our age, I couldn't.
Smoke any. It makes no fucking sense. Bad for your brain, bad for your lungs.
Dude, the only way I'm doing it is, like, my brain's fully developed.
Oh, 25. Okay. Well, actually, 25. Technically 26, 12, 30, oh, going on 30.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Exactly. So, like.
What? And then they'll be like, man, I know you're fun at parties. Whenever someone will be like, yeah, drugs are bad. you know, shit like that.
So you're going to be exposed to drugs anyway. Like, yeah, I will, but, like, I still have the, like, knowledge to say
I like to be fucking healthy. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
But here's the thing.
Like, it's like...
I kind of see, not to victim blame, but for people that get peer pressured into drugs, I never see it that way. I've known people that have been smoking weed like they're... Like, I had good homies that would smoke weed, and I would be with them, and they'd be smoking weed. They'd be like, yo, whoa, you wanna... I'd be like, no, yeah. I'm good. And they'll respect that. They'll respect that. That is respectable, but still terrible to fucking smoke that shit.
For me, exactly. It's like, if I'm in the same room as somebody, I'm not gonna be, like, fucking rude and be like, yo, put that shit out, man.
Well, but it depends. It depends.
Honestly. Yeah, unless it's, like, literally a room filled of smoke that I'm not gonna be in there. But if I'm in, like, a living room with somebody and they're just casually smoking with a whole bunch of other people... I'm not gonna be like, put that shit away. I'm not gonna take it either.
These crackheads don't care. You know what they do? They go to Oak Hills. You've probably seen the Facebook post. Yeah. But it's actually reality.
Was at an Oak Hills game. I was playing, and my dad literally told people, like, if you're gonna do that, just like, he was like trying to tell him, like, you don't really need that. Yeah. And also, like, don't get too close and get carried away, like, close to the game, because these kids are just trying to play.
I know.
Like, start, like, focusing on their futures if they want to play sports or anything.
Exactly, like, Ryan.
That's going to ruin everything.
Okay.
Hey, like, they will chain smoke cigarettes there.
I know the people in our grade that don't smoke cigarettes but just smoke in general.
What, weed or vape?
Huh?
Yeah.
Weed or vape?
Weed and or vape. Okay, people that I used to hang out with but I don't anymore.
I don't think they smoke anymore.
I remember, no, they do. Okay. People like Chance, Anthony, Mason, all of them.
Thoughts on them?
Fuck Anthony. Nuts? Anthony's like,
oh my god, I think he's Anthony, annoying. Dude.
I don't care. Well, to me, I don't really hang out with him or talk to him at all. Like, in school, if I need like some, and same with like Chance. Chance just like, I don't know.
The only person I don't really know in that friend group that I genuinely like is Xavier. Because he doesn't do any of that stuff. He's chill.
Yeah.
He's not over it. He's not overdoing it. He knows when to stop.
Exactly.
Bro. And plus, before I get into the point I'm about to make about this, I need your thoughts on these two kids.
All right.
But before I make that point, but these crackheads, they will go on the what are they called? It's like that. It's all that. What are they called? Playground sets. All the kids are literally running around. Remember that one day? You can see literally smoke clouds. Bro.
Wait, where?
On like shit like that. No. Oak. They're like chain smoke.
Dude, it's like, I love to play basketball there with the people that play basketball. Yeah,
we go there like every day.
I love like, we'll have like little scrimmages of football, not tiers or anything. We'll play. I love being there. But when people start coming up there and start smoking, there's a girl in sixth grade in our school that was... Tell the story, Rashid. I can't articulate it right.
What a bong! A bong! A orange bong!
Okay, it was like this. She had her book bag on her. She said she had cigarettes, lighters, weed,
and
bongs.
She did. We smelled it. She whips out this... I'm saying, it was this big? Bong this big? She's like, yo, what's the movements, guys? I literally started dying laughing.
I'm pretty sure I had
the
video for it too.
Bro, I just feel bad, like...
I feel bad for them. Bad for their families.
Yeah, just, like, it's all just...
Not to judge
family.
People?
Yeah,
the majority of them have family problems.
How right? they grow up, yeah. And I would like to help
that
people.
That girl.
I'm pretty sure Ryan fucks with her, like, sexually, dude.
Ryan?
Goliath.
No, we'll bring him up a lot when we talk about crackheads. He's, like, 16, failed,
like... He's, like, mascot type B, you know?
He's like
a mascot, bro.
He's, like, a mascot for the crackheads. 16, smokes all the time, doesn't care, hits his parents, failed, like, twice, I'm pretty sure. Hangs out with everybody no matter what. Fucks with sixth graders, stuff like that.
Oh, wait. Last year, did he come in with an ankle bracelet?
Yes, it's that
and
guy.
And ran for Mr. Cook?
Yes.
His best friend tried to rape somebody.
Jeez.
I like having a crackhead. Some of them are somewhat respectable. Like, I would say Colin and respect
Quinn
them.
Harrison?
Quinn, Colin,
and Aiden.
Well, especially Quinn, but Colin and Aiden, I fucking love this kid, Quinn. He's cool. Even if he smokes weed,
dude,
I'm cool with him.
He's the mascot of what I stand for. If I say no when he offers... Then he's not gonna push on me on like the other crackheads.
Yeah.
if exactly. I'm like I don't people like that are actually you fuck respectable. With Quinn?
Well, I had a lot of classes with him in sixth grade last year. Like, everything got cut off at the end. But, yeah, I mean, some people, I just don't get it.
Yeah.
It's hard, fucking stupid. Dude.
Yeah, like, just
and then I pray for the people that are like, man, I do it because I think it's cool. Bro, what?
I'm pretty sure that sixth grade girl thinks that.
Probably. She probably got brainwashed by Ryan.
Yo.
Fucking groomed her since she was 9. That was only 2 years ago.
That's crazy.
So there's this kid named Samuel that was near them that day. And they found this like later, and Sam had it, and he came up to me and Rash, and we were talking. He was like, "Yo, isn't this cool?" Because he's in like sixth grade, and he lit it, and she comes running around the corner,
starts freaking out, screaming, "Give me the fucking lock!" Like she. You know the video? They fucking couldn't recognize
that's
the video.
Crazy.
The video of, like, the girl. It was from, like, 10 months ago on TikTok. She was like, "I need my fucking nicotine. Or how am I supposed to go to work without my nicotine?" That was the shit.
That was literally her, but with a lighter.
Yeah, but, like, it's so...
Like,
okay.
That's crazy.
But it's time sad. To make the 2 points. We were talking about this last episode, bro. Thoughts on... Do you know who Gabe is?
Oh, doesn't he, like, play football? Or did for Semisaro?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gabe and Dylan. Thoughts?
Dylan...
Thomas.
Oh, Dylan Thomas.
Short kid.
Yeah. So, I knew him, like, a while ago. So, I was, like... I used to wrestle a while ago. Yeah. So, I was on a team with him, Tillman, the Karates, and Isaac. And, like, just how people hang out, like, with each other and what they do, it just depends, like... what they're dealing with. You don't know what they're dealing with, like school, family, and so I don't know. I met with his, like, I was outside and I saw his dad, so we started talking, and he said he was like, Dylan might be like depressed and everything because all the stuff, like his baseball got shut down, so I'm not sure, like that was a while ago, but I'm not sure how he's like doing now. I don't really talk to him a lot.
It's very hard to like judge people when they have stuff going on, but I've made this point before, it may be very controversial. You can control what you're doing even if you have the worst situation. You can't just go blaming your situation around why you just killed the
but
kid.
It's always these two words, to the extent.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, this is the thing I love about the downtown fucking rats, bro, that community and shit.
Basically the
you
process.
Never see how Dylan and them act until they're not sucking your fucking dick, bro. You don't see how they act until they're not sucking your dick.
So, Anthony and all them used to look up the Rashid when, like,
Then I got too fucking comfortable, bro. They try and shit on me. And I fucking laugh, bro. I don't have time to deal with these kids. I don't even hang out with them. That's the funny part.
See, when I used to be in that friend group, and I'm pretty sure Rashid would say this, but we're best friends.
Yeah.
And we've been best friends for a while, and I would bring them around them. And, like, no matter what, even if I, like, say if me and him were arguing, I'm right and he's wrong, they'll still go on his side.
I could literally say the most stupid. I remember the one time, I'm pretty sure Mason and them were agreeing with me. Just as a joke. I'm fully serious. I'm like, yo, Chris, why the fuck is your skateboard dirty? Like, I gotta go down
there.
I'm like,
with him.
Why is your skateboard dirty as hell? What? You're not supposed to be riding that shit. It's not like it's like a casual ass, random ass board.
So, yeah, it's
they're like, yeah, Chris, why is your board so dirty? And they're not joking, they're being fully serious.
Before I got that used thing off of somebody random, I used to have this like little skateboard, mm-hmm. get around places, catch up with people, stuff like that.
The penny board.
And Rash was just like one day, yo, why is your skateboard dirty? They all turn on me and like, yo, yeah, Chris.
What the fuck, your skateboard dirty? I started dying. And now, jeez. I can see the same shit happening with Dylan and Gabe, right? So basically,
they're like racist. I'm positive.
I know. Like, not just because of the jokes, they're genuinely racist, right?
I'll explain it after Rash.
Okay. So basically, there was this week, I would say a week ago, where like people were just biking around downtown like every day. And me and Chris were like, you know what, why not? We'll go with them. And we biked for a few different days. I guess they thought I was like their friend or something. And then they got too comfortable. Then it's like me, Chris, our homie JT, if you know who JT is. Ben Angle. And we're going to the riverbank because we're chilling. We're having a homie time, right?
And we bring them along because we just want more people.
No, we didn't bring them along. Ben brought them along. Like, no, they showed up anonymous. after we, because we just asked the group chat, we were like, this write out group chat of all the people that write bikes. Yeah, yeah. We were like, yo, who's coming down to the creek today? Because we, at first, we just wanted to get a bunch of people. But then we were like, you know, we'll keep it small, we'll keep it chill.
Wait, really?
Yes, they showed up unannounced.
That day? Like,
the day he threw the crayfish at me, dude.
So basically, Gabe has this crayfish. Rash is like, stupid. Don't throw it at me, I'll punch you.
No, I'll punch the shit out.
Punch you, dude.
Yeah.
And he throws it anyway, so Rash just starts walking towards it. Man's like, actually just like starts running, gets on his bike, starts riding around, and Rash is just playing a game, and where he's just like going along.
He stops in somebody's yard. He's like, bro, what do you need? What? He starts screaming. Dylan backs him up. He's like, yo, Rashid, why do you care so much, bro? Back down. Back down. I'm there like, bro, all I said was if you threw the crayfish at me, I would punch you. I was like, bro, y'all need to relax.
It's more of a thing where it's like respect, dude.
Yeah. Respect. Yeah.
Also,
like, I ain't trying to be cocky and be like, yo, I'm better than you. I'm a better human than you. No, I'm just being like, bro, can you just relax? I don't want you to keep sucking my dick, but can you at least like... Yeah. Give me a hand job? Like, that shit's stupid.
Like, I don't get it. I mean,
the problem is, my main point with this was that how they treat the as soon as you get comfortable, and then after they stop, while they're sucking your dick, you see how they treat others that they think are below them. That's the problem.
They think I'm below them, right? And the other day, we're playing football. This has nothing to do with me being below them, but, you know Talon?
Yeah, you know Talon. Yeah. Baxter.
Yeah.
Tall as hell.
If we're all playing football, he's playing football with us, he has the ball. Dylan grabs on his leg, he's already out of bounds. Hangs on it for 30 to 40 seconds, and then proceeds to get mad when Talon's like, yo, I'll beat your ass. You're gonna
yeah,
stop.
How do you get mad at someone else if you're the one
who did it? I know.
Like that. And also, people can't take a joke. Like,
I know.
That's, so, you know, like, you know Libby Stevenson?
I do, bro. Fucking, you dated her. Jamar dated her. Cameron dated her, bro.
I never dated her.
Say you swear, bro.
I swear to God.
Wait, that was Landon Kaiser.
Were y'all talking?
No.
That was Landon Kaiser.
She said she liked me when her and Landon were done.
Okay.
And then I sent, like, as a joke, those TikToks. It's like, you have a hot-ass sister. Like, as a joke. Okay. And we all, like, mess around, like, me, Timmy, like, about our sisters and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I sent her sister a video, like, talking, like,
about,
meeting
like, you have a
about,
sister?
Yeah, about Libby, like, as a joke. And then she's like, no, you're weird. You're going to get blocked. And I'm like, oh my God, it was a joke. Like, she should know that. Like, and if you don't even talk to her about it and then make a big deal about not knowing what I'm talking about.
That's like, literally like going up to a random kid that I'm friends with named, like, I don't know, Steve.
Yeah.
And I'm genuinely friends with him. And I'm being like, yo, you have a hot sister. He's like, yo, I'm going to block you from my life.
I'm losing my shit. You said my sister's hot. I can't handle it. I cannot handle it when somebody says my sister is attractive. I'm gone. Like, that shit is fucking crazy,
bro. Yeah, and then like 2-3 weeks later, she's like, I'm sorry for being so mean to you. I'm like, all right, I expected that one. Like,
That's obviously gonna happen, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she's not always gonna. If you're nice to people, it's always gonna come back to you. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah.
But Libby, like, is Libby a chill person? I've never.
Yeah. But like, she seems busy now, and I'm happy that she's not like she was dating like Landon and like.
She found herself.
Exactly. Mm. Like, I think she was like. Just like started doing what she likes instead of like, you know, how
kindering
she,
the other people's fucking
exactly
shit.
How she used to mess with guys from different schools and everything. Now she's like all chill.
Now she has found herself and is not a tree. She has been saved by the future fucking gospel.
Exactly.
But going back to Dylan and Gabe, the delinquents.
Yeah.
I just want to tell the football story again.
What, with Talon?
No.
About how?
The same day.
Oh, you talking about the Nazi shit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gabe points at Rashid and this other kid, Kayshawn.
We're both black, by the way. We're the only black people there. Both black. Okay. That's the thing.
But yeah, both black. He's like a smaller kid. Dylan bullied him that day.
Okay. The kid's like in like fifth grade.
Jeez.
So Gabe was on my team, and we're like kind of talking. And he's like, he points to Rashid and Kayshawn, and he's like, this is why I used to be a Nazi.
Which is crazy.
And was it like about a play on the football like thing? Or like,
He said it randomly. Like,
Gabe,
stopped...
I think Gabe was low key pressed that day because.
And then later that day, we're wrestling.
Yeah.
Dylan steps on my neck.
I gotta make this point again.
And I'm saying this like 30, 40 seconds. I'm literally yelling out, I can't breathe because I really couldn't.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I don't care. You're George Floyd.
Here's the thing. I explained this earlier on this pod, on the other podcast. A joke can be funny, but the real meaning behind took it too far is when the people are so comfortable with saying it when you got to think about what's really going on behind there, or like what it's to the point where they use the joke so much, the actual struggles of the meaning behind that joke have as no meaning to them. They don't care enough.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's when it's too far. And I'm going to say this point again about Dylan. Dylan will try and get any win he can. And then he'll just... like, when he sees that he can get a win in something, he will go after that win fucking
it's
religiously,
like,
bro.
I'm not going to punch him. He's, like, really short. I'm not just going to do anything to him. But he knows that I'm not going to do anything, so he's going to... he's gonna try to like do whatever.
Did that shit
so
to Kayshawn? Did that shit to a bunch of little kids, bro?
Exactly. And Kayshawn's
does it
in sixth grade.
Bro? Doesn't that the sin? Some little ass kid at the park.
In fifth grade.
Like, that's... shit is crazy. Like, I don't know. I mean, I feel bad. I mean, being that not it's not supposed to be funny, but being that short and that skinny at that age is just terrible. I mean,
yeah. I try to help people as much as I can, and like, be nice to them. I mean, if you like say no, I get it, but like all I'm trying to do is like offer you something to help.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Anyway,
she's crazy. Damn.
So what do you want a girl to be? I'm asking you guys questions now.
Oh,
so like
almost looks like
not just like a realistic for now or like
okay.
That's possible, cuz so I'm just asking that because my one teammate, he goes to Penn State Harrisburg, actually.
What, the one here?
Yeah, Penn State Harrisburg.
Oh, sure, okay.
And same with my other teammate, but he's a coach at the gym I go to now. Mm-hmm. And he has, like, 50K or over 50K on TikTok. And
oh, really?
Like, yeah, so, and he, I don't know if he has a podcast or he makes, like, YouTube videos too. So I'm just trying to be like that, or also like he really inspires other people and just he just kept trying. And
wait, does he post things about workouts?
No, it's like just random stuff, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I thought you were talking about the one guy that goes he might go to Penn State Maine, but you know Ben Dunn.
That name sounds familiar.
So yeah.
He's the workout guy. He goes to Penn State. Not this one. I think
he
goes to Maine.
Braden Dunn?
No, it has nothing to do with this town and fucking surrounding areas. But yeah. What, so like influencer, YouTuber?
Yeah. I want to be like that. But also like, I don't know. This like podcast are always cool. Like, you know, Impulsive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I
yeah.
love that podcast.
Exactly.
I listen to it every day.
Yeah, so that's like cool because obviously you're like whatever you do, you just surround yourself with people you want to be around.
Yeah, it's like it's literally like for me.
So you can be like that every day.
This podcast is almost like a passion project because like one of the things I want to become is like an influencer, and this is like I'm not trying to make money off of it. Like I remember that new kid on cohort, not B, but he's A, but Gold. I sometimes will sit with.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, why don't you guys just monetize? And I have to explain to him, like, it's more of a passion project.
Yeah, and we're having fun. That's the thing. But if I have to answer the question, I would say, yeah, influencer is an interest. Influencer is an interest of mine. But mainly for me, either, like, a doctor of some sort or a cartoonist or something like that or like, writer for TV shows, something like that.
Yeah.
I would like to become like a fashion designer. Influencer,
That's there too.
Influencer, like I said, or something more realistic, possibly like a teacher or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that because obviously him, like, and he does stuff, like, at the gym, and I see him, and it's, like, I can do stuff related to, like,
it's in real life.
Yeah, and that's what people like, because then that just changes everyone's perspective, but also, like, I can't always, like, just doing anything, I can't always be satisfied, so I always do more, and I'm thinking, like, how do people do that, like, in the movie, so, like, I want to be either an actor, like,
actors would be fun, like, or, that's like, on my list, too.
I hate how people think rappers have to be, like, big chains and everything, like, it's... you know, J. Cole,
of course,
he doesn't, like, he's one of my top three, like,
that's crazy, that's,
like, he's
that's
the biggest J. Cole head I know, that's just...
He's like in my top
And like J.
Cole,
he's all about his message, bro. He's about the rap, not the fucking show.
He talks to people. He doesn't like he always doesn't single out anybody. He just talks generally about how people rap fast but don't even have anything to say.
Like, or like his home life in 2014 for So Drives. It's some in For Your Eyes Only. Yeah. I know.
So like, you notice how with the whole Lil Pump shit, instead of being like, yo, you're a trash ass little rapper,
he sat down with him in his own home and had a genuine conversation with him.
Shit's crazy.
Yeah. Him, Cordae, if you listen to him.
I don't really listen to him, but his music's pretty
good. I love Lost Boy. Dude,
oh, yeah, yeah, so much. Because, like, they're so lyrical, too.
Yeah.
Instead of just talking about sex, drugs, money, like
that.
See, that stuff can be entertaining for, like, parties, like... If I go to a party and I'm hearing, like, sex, drugs, stuff like that, I don't care. I'm not going to be like, yo, man, you got to put on this J. Cole, some real lyrical stuff.
Yeah.
Here's the crazy part. You can't just say parties. Because, you know, the person that is leading the whole sex, drugs, money thing and is doing it excellently, I fucking hate this guy. But I have to commend him. Little Uzi, bro, he is going crazy. I'm a person, I fucking hate Uzi. I fucking hate his shit. I don't like it. But
Uzi, Cardi, their music is entertaining, but the message they're putting through is not.
Cardi, those last two albums weren't entertaining, dude. Like, I gotta say it. They were not entertaining.
Like, yeah. Like, Uzi is... I really like his music. Like, I'm not gonna say it's bad or, like...
His
I really like
good.
It.
He's
yeah,
a good rapper.
I really like it,
at
but
the end of the
I
day.
Just feel like... Jesus, so much.
I know...
For rap, I've always been more of a fucking Tyler, Childish, all that shit. Bro.
Tyler's really good.
Dude, Tyler's so
Personally?
Funny.
Oh, yeah, he's really funny.
He's a fucking... I love Loiter Squad.
Exactly.
Oh, Loiter Squad was one of the best shows, dude. On, I forget what channel it was on, but I know
for Swim,
fact.
Bro, what?
Yeah, it's one of the best on Adult Swim.
But yeah, bro. I feel like some of the kids right now, they don't really know their interests. They just want to live in the moment.
Exactly. Rashid said it best. Kids our age don't listen to albums. They listen to hits.
Yeah, bro. You realize that too? Oh, exactly. Everybody listens to fucking just the top songs.
That. You listen to albums?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank fucking God, bro. I feel like we're in an insane asylum. Yeah, I feel like we're in an insane asylum. Because I don't know what, like... I know you, I guess now, you, me, Chris, Donnell. Nate doesn't even listen to albums. I know for a fact.
Really?
Nate
yeah.
Yes, Nate
I
does
just,
not listen
like,
to albums.
Yeah, I see people, like, in, oh my God.
You know what it was?
I forget that song, J. Cole, when it's like, when you were riding trends, like you popped up
I know
it was riding trends, and a bunch of shoes,
and a bunch of
jewels,
and a bunch of fake friends, I was judging you. You was about Lil Pump. For Your Eyes Only, ending song. It's literally called For Your Eyes Only.
I thought it was called 1979.
No, it's 1985.
1985.
1985,
yeah.
That flow was crazy. It was simple, but it was crazy.
Dude, the most relaxing beats is when he talks to people so much. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And the fucking
like, seeing
thing,
people, like, fall off because they were just doing what is popular now, not what'll happen in the long run.
And the crazy part is, whenever, and he's, like, fucking Cole.
Yeah.
People are fucking hating on Cole now as a trend. I don't know why, but.
Yo, he's a genuine person. Like, when his shoes first released.
I drove back. What was it?
He went to the nearest Foot Locker and signed all the kids' shoes. Mm-hmm. Some kids even went just to go, and he bought shoes for them. Like, imagine that.
He's in, like, he's a genuine person. What was that one thing? He was talking about how he was driving back. Like in his own truck, nothing like crazy. Mm-hmm. Ain't no fucking what is it called? Chauffeur, you know, flashy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're talking about in Neighbors.
Yes.
How bro. he's talking about.
So crazy.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. They rip. That's
his neighbors really nuts. Like literally called the cops for like smoking.
No, it wasn't even for smoking. It was because they just had a lot of money and they were like, "Yo, these are drug dealers," and they were.
Yeah, people
of color.
Assuming.
Yeah.
Like, it's.
That's the worst thing.
Yeah. It's like. Like, it's easy to get into somebody's mind and think what they're thinking, but all, out of all my this time in my life, and it's going to sound cliche, I've never been able to get in a racist head and understand what they're coming from. I can kind of in some parts, but not exactly. Like, I can understand where some people are coming from and others, and I will always commend them, but racist, I never understand it.
Yeah.
Have you experienced racism in your life?
This is
I can imagine both of you guys making the 2020. I have nothing against it. The 2020 hates white people fucking shit.
I see videos a lot of people how like they change and manipulate the video to like to get
what they want
or like a lot of people like views on it and then base it off them so they get all the hype and then not really like the raw videos of like
They never show the full footage, bro. They act like all new shit is already fucking corrupt, but then they act like social media is actually the better choice when it's really not.
But I can say, I don't see it as racism. I just see it as, like, more people being rude. Like,
selfish.
Yeah, like, personally, my mom's side's white. My dad's side's, like, Hispanic, stuff like that. Puerto Rican, Dominican. And, like, I used to go to Steele in the elementary. It was terrible. I would talk...
Racism?
Kinda. Like, I would go to kids to be, like, more talking about what we are, and I'd be like, yo, I'm like, Mexican, because that's what I thought I was when I was a kid. And they're like, no, you're not, you cracker.
Damn.
And then I would just, like, get people would just, like, shout at me in the halls.
It sounds like that. The only racism I've experienced is black on black, bro. You know why? Because I am a first generation American.
What's it called?
I am from the homeland.
In The Office. Do you watch The Office at all?
Of course!
They tried to put me on. I couldn't.
When Mr. Brown comes in for the discrimination or whatever.
Yeah.
And and the Chris Rock routine.
What the? Wait, are you talking about the scene where the black guy looks at the other black guy and he's like, and the other guy's
Oh my god, yeah. And Kevin's like, when the one black type of black people. Think the other black people are ruining their party. And like, yeah, they go on about that. So
that's crazy, that's just, bro.
Yeah,
bro,
that's so funny.
The end of that show got me emotional, dude.
Yeah.
Man.
That was so funny. I love that show.
Mm-hmm. I need to ask you this question, but what was I gonna say? I was gonna say something. Before I ask you this question, we never talked about this on the podcast. Is his name Justin Blake? Justin Blake?
What about him?
Guy drove off in the car. Police started firing. New York?
No, I don't know about that.
No, this was huge.
I don't know.
The guy was in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I heard... I didn't see it or anything. I heard... My brother told me about it. I don't know anything.
The thing I learned from that was from this one podcast I was listening to. Apparently, in New York, if you're like... Because he started driving off, and then they started firing. In New York, if you start driving off... Or, like, driving towards them, that is
I'm pretty sure
a
I heard that
weapon.
From a...
Or, like, considered, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I heard that from Impulsive.
I thought it was from Mom's Basement.
No, it's Mom's Basement.
Yeah, it was Mom's Basement.
I have a question. What podcast is Mom's Basement?
That's Keemstar and all that. FaZe Banks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, I was going to say, when he started questioning us, Mom's Basement, Shane Dawson, the original one.
Shit, that's a fucking callback.
Do you want to ask some questions, actually?
Yeah. Got any questions before I ask this question? Okay. I've been asking this since the beginning of fucking quarantine because I have my eyes wide open, bro. Do you know anybody you know that is racism but not a loser, not like a weirdo or a crackhead? Like somebody you would talk to on a normal basis. That's racist. Yes.
I don't have no idea. Personally, I have no people in my grade that comes to mind. Even people like James and Mason that are genuinely like...
I don't think Mason's racist. Maybe like low, like maybe like I'm talking about if he's killed by, like, if, like, he's, if there's, like, three black guys ready to kill him, then he's, like, his true feelings will come out. Or, like, Day of Reckoning, I always, like, bring that up, where it's, like, Jesus comes down or whatever, and he'll come down to earth, and every, then certain people will be, like, finally the answer, and they'll shit all their shit.
Yeah, but not really. I don't think so.
Yo, do you know who Tony is? I think this might be the ender, bro. Or, like, this ending topic. Because this might go on for, like, another 30 minutes because of Tony. Do you know who Tony is? Anthony Weigel, orange hoodie. Is known for having a certain aroma, smell.
People, I know, yes, I know him. Because of what people call him.
What? Tony?
Or the boner guy.
Yes, Boner Man.
Wait, I don't know that one.
Oh, Boner, it's because Boner, back in 7th grade, Boner. He used to watch wrestling.
Oh, like, yeah.
He used to watch wrestling to literally grab his genitals.
I know people who have, like, who actually...
Imagine he joined wrestling this year and he's forced to wrestle you.
You doing wrestling?
What?
You doing wrestling? Bro, I know you don't got time, but still.
I know. If I had time, I would do, like... try so much stuff.
I know. If I don't make the basketball team, I'm definitely doing wrestling.
Don't worry, but they're gonna sweat on your ass, bro. I'm telling you. JP and all them will fucking sweat on you, bro. Mm-hmm. But you gotta also watch out for them casual-ass players, because sometimes they make it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. People who are, like, working in the dark is, like...
Yeah, bro. Like, when people... When, athletes that are, like, always out there, they'll always be, like... I move in silence, or you can't. I move in silence, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But people that actually move in silence—that's what you gotta worry about, bro.
Yeah.
And I don't just post that stuff of me lifting and stuff, just to, like, brag at all.
Yeah.
I really, like, because Edward started wrestling, I think, and conditioning, and Isaac said him and Vinny ran back to Edward, and were like.
Wait, which Edward again?
Edward Serrano.
Big man.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you mean.
So,
I haven't seen him in a while.
I know. I want to get... We should get him on the podcast.
I would love him on the podcast.
See, you're the fucking... what is it called? How could I say this? You were the beginning to, like, actual fucking guest.
Good.
You were the first...
Genuine guest.
Because, like...
Thanks, guys.
Oh... I would say we've had fun guests. We've had entertaining guests.
We've had
But you are
people,
fun, entertaining.
We've had people.
Knowledge. Like, your knowledge.
Even one of our hosts, Donnell, is more of a fun, like, almost like a guest. More than a host. That's like.
Did you listen to that Tony episode?
I don't think so. I listened to a lot of episodes, but I just, like, I don't think I got. I didn't listen to that.
Tony, like, he's smart enough. Like, okay,
I swear he's smarter than you, bro. For all I know, he might be smarter than me, dude.
He's genuine allegations where he's taken pictures of girls in the bathroom.
Bro, yes.
Ran with girls. Do you know? Remember how Jeremiah put his hand up Kaylee's skirt? Worse than that.
Tony moves in silence. That's the thing. Tony
is a unglorified Jeremiah.
Well, like, that's a little creepy though.
No, you don't,
like,
understand.
It's creepy silence. Not
dude,
like,
wait.
He lives up the street from me. I'm genuinely
wait,
scared.
Wait. Is it Nate's house?
Nate's house right there.
Yeah, because I saw him before.
Yeah.
So you guys are in, like, Middletown.
Yeah, we come here, like, every fucking day, dude.
Really?
We got time.
Did JP move in here?
Is it? Might be.
Wait, who
JP,
is?
JP said he moved into Shope somewhere.
Oh, really?
Shit, maybe he bought that one house over there. Damn, we've
I don't
been
know,
here too
Maverick Kramer, if you guys know him.
Maverick?
Oh, we know Maverick. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, Travis, too.
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to have him on the
one
podcast.
Of the yellow house, one of the yellow houses down there is theirs. Like,
yeah.
I remember,
the, like,
we, I think we've seen
street.
Adrian.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen Adrian the one day putting groceries in his house.
Yeah, but, yeah, that was... I would love to be on this podcast a lot more. Like, just...
Yeah,
just
we'd
like,
love
yeah.
to have you.
Yeah, facts, dude. Bro. I just, like, I love... Like, sometimes I don't like talking, like, a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just my thing to... I don't know, just...
Let... How could I describe
let stuff...
It? Let stuff out there. Express yourself, bro, on a platform. That's what I'm trying
to
say.
Yeah, yeah, not, like...
Almost, like... like how people will just like want to put stuff out there in the universe.
Yeah. But back to that Tony thing, bro. This man, you know what he'll do? We've said this like 5 different times. We tell this shit every time. You know how people go to the Hershey Park? That's the thing we do. That's the shit
I'm
we do.
Okay, imagine this. You go to Hershey Park. This and is what
Tony does. I actually went last night.
You go. Yeah. Imagine last night you post on your story that you're going. And
sometimes they don't even post.
Yeah, sometimes they don't post. Like, but usually they'll post. And he'll follow them all day.
He will follow them. He will text the guys. Only the guys. He will find out.
And okay, girls. Especially if you're with girls, then it's terrible. Like, I remember...
He will follow you. There are stories from JT. There are stories from everybody, bro.
Like, I know. I know,
like, Micah and Tyson. Like, he went with them a couple times or something. I don't know if they, like, follow him.
I know, like, the other weekend, I had to go for my sister's birthday. It was her weekend. I did stuff with her all weekend. She wanted to go to Hershey Park.
Yeah.
I put my Snap Map off. No stories. And I'm making sure we move in silence. Because I'm not having Tony follow me.
You see him? He spots you? No. Oh, shit, yo. I thought you were about to be like, he caught my ass lacking.
I hate roller coasters, dude. I'm going to be genuinely honest. I hate roller coasters, so I didn't go on any.
Is it just, don't like the height, or is it, like,
it's more
sicker?
Of a, like...
Stomach feeling.
Is it just, like, not
yes,
funny?
Yes, the stomach feeling. Like, if I'm going in the incline, I'm thinking of every single thing that could go possibly wrong.
What? Oh, I forget what it's called. It's called Comet, right? No, it's the wooden one. It's the wooden one. That's the one I can't go
on. Comet
or
the Wild Mouse.
The Wild Mouse is like you go super high in the air. You're going this way. You think you're going to go off, but it swiftly goes that way.
No.
Yeah. But the wooden one, I forget the name. My mom loves
Wildcat.
It. Yeah, I think it's Wildcat.
How do you really guys go bumpy. On that? This isn't the 1950s.
Yeah, it was really either, bumpy. Okay, it was built like at the start of Hershey Park. They never modernized it.
Oh, except either, for the either like, Wildcat, Lightning Racer, or Comet.
Yeah, I think it's
Comet.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's like Wildcat or something like that with Comet. But that like it's super bumpy effort, and the only thing they changed is the cart and the brake.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there isn't a fucking sign on there that says no color, bro. Like how the fuck is that still a thing? How do you guys not build fucking metal, bro? It takes... They just trying to make money.
I'm pretty sure if someone was really that dedicated and had the arm strength, they could throw a Molotov cocktail on it.
It's over. It's over.
It's literally over.
It's fucking over, bro.
Like, Tony, 10 kids from the school could be on it. Tony, if he was really that dedicated, could throw a cocktail.
Tony's dangerous. Tony.
Do you know who Alex is?
Alex.
I'm not expecting you to.
Alex who?
Elmswith.
I don't think so.
Basically, the kid that had...
Eisenearth, child porn guy, 2 terabytes.
Remember those rumors
Fat,
last year?
Huge,
they were
huge
real.
Man. Black hair, curly. He's huge.
He had child porn.
Come on, bro. This gotta be ringing some type of bell.
Is it,
Alex Eisenearth.
He's fat. And he doesn't care if you call him that, but he's genuinely just like
Yes,
over there.
I know him.
Yes,
now I know.
It goes Tony, Alex, and here's why. Tony smart enough to play the victim in a cool way.
On the podcast, he said he was sorry for it and wouldn't do it again in a genuinely apologetic way, where we thought it was real.
But it's
he never admitted
that to his old ways.
He's never admitted to genuinely anything. He just said, I'm sorry for my actions.
And then, but Alex knows what he's doing, and he doesn't care. That's why.
Do you know who May is?
May Newman.
We bringing up May, bro?
Because of Tony. May.
Yeah. I know. I know you fucked the shit out of her, to be honest.
Honestly.
I don't know if he wants to admit this on the podcast. He can tell us afterwards, but.
Yeah. What about May?
Tony genuinely just like was like stalking her like he did Addie.
Jeez,
it's dangerous.
Like Addie was the girl that got pictures taken over in the bathroom.
In the bath? Oh my!
Yes, bro.
He snuck in
didn't
there.
Did you do cross
and then
country?
He did.
Yes.
Did I?
Yes.
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
They had cross country with each other.
Oh my!
And
that was when
he would run with her, right, just enough behind her where she wouldn't notice. But just close enough where he could hear her.
And then he'd be like, oh, I'm just getting a drink.
No, he said, I'm just running that way, man.
Yeah, I'm just running that way. Oh, like, it's the, apparently the talk Mr. Etter gave them, I swear Charles is making a fucking cover up when he was like, oh man, I wasn't paying attention. Yeah, I was just tying my shoes. No, because he's going to say the same ass shit.
No, I
swear, that 5-minute talk they got by Mr. Etter, because it was the whole fucking cross country team, was devastating to Tony's lifestyle. Charles is not going to fucking answer, bro.
But still.
Let's talk about.
What?
No.
But whoa, let's talk about what, bro? You can say it, bro. You can say it.
Say anything.
What do you think about Morgan Judy?
What about her? Like, her ass pics or what? Just her in general? I fucking hate her. She's annoying. I don't care. She's basically.
I barely know her.
She sucks. My brother was friends with her cousin.
What about Naya? Is she good here still?
Yeah, she does. She was way too insecure for me, man. She Naya, fucking hates herself.
Naya. I know her name. Allensworth.
Naya Quartz. Yeah, that's
Naya Quartz.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. You don't know. You don't know.
Bro, I used to like kind
of crush on her. Be honest.
Yeah, same with her. Like, we had a little thing for like.
What, you fucked with her?
A little bit, yeah. That was like last year, like around.
Would you get
time.
At that again?
I don't know. I'm focusing on like myself.
That's what we like to fucking see, guys.
I know. I got.
But here's the thing with Naya.
Genuinely,
my problem is the best. Who's the girl that fucking freaked out on Wild and Out? Alyssa Banks. Alyssa Banks. Alyssa Banks.
I know that name.
Fucking
yeah.
racist, like she fucking hates black people, and she's white. But Naya just seems way too fucking insecure for me, man. Not like relationship wise, just as a fucking person. Oh, she seems way too insecure.
Yeah.
And genuinely, I basically fucking got cucked.
By who?
By all who? The time. So you know Natalie Gardner, right?
Okay, so he likes Natalie, right?
Right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Kinda. And it's like, I can't tell you how many times. It's like I've been embarrassed or something, and it's like, so what was it? I'll like try to play it smooth. I'll like talk to her, and then somebody will come up and be like, "Yo, Chris likes you," and all
embarrassed but not show it.
Yeah.
So it's I know that feeling. So
Chris
much.
Fucking shows because I guess I can tell. Chris will just do what he does when he's tired, but. He won't have done anything. He'll just be fucking sitting down on a bench and he'll be tired after doing
literally
nothing.
I'll literally just like do this and look at the ground and space out because I'm like, nah, bro. I'll just reset all my progress tomorrow. You fucked with last year. Imagine you're still crushing on her. She doesn't fully like you yet, and you're trying to talk to her. And then next thing you know, one of your friends or like somebody random just goes up and be like, "Yo, Chris likes you or Mason likes you."
Mason.
Everybody, even my brother and my mom, thought I liked Libby. I'm just going back to that because like
bro,
I'm sure. Yes, I did. Okay.
I don't know why I'm saying. Are you sure?
I did a little bit, even I thought. But not when she was like with somebody, or when I was with somebody, because that's just like wrong. Like I'm not gonna destroy.
Yeah.
But, a relationship. Like, yeah.
Yeah, because
homebreaker.
But when her and Landon were done, and she says she liked me, but I was like,
over.
It was like this time last year, or like. When they were done the first time.
I still don't know when they dated. I know they dated, but I never knew when.
And Ava Linton, okay.
Oh, I was literally about to bring her up name like 10 minutes ago.
Like,
did you fuck with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
But
okay.
She started, it was like kind of like Libby, like, but more extreme. Like, she was hanging out with Mannheim Central boys and like, CD boys and like a bunch, which is fine with me.
Yeah.
But when she hangs out with them going that far for like unknown reasons, she wouldn't tell me when we were together.
Now that's shaky.
Like,
that is.
I was like, I told her where I was going and she was like, all right, that's fine with me. Like, seemed like she didn't really care. I was like, you can be like a dry texter even if we're together or something. But like, she, and then when I would do like the least amount. like, wrong, yeah. She was, like...
She lost her
free.
Shit?
Yeah.
Really?
She just wants control, bro. She wants something to control while also having what the fuck she wants. That's how it goes, bro.
I'm just saying, like, I'm friends with her now, but she's just, like...
That's how it goes, too.
She tries not to.
I don't know a single person stayed with beef with girls that, like, still beef with exes or some shit.
So, that house, actually...
Oh,
sure. With a Jeep. You know Cadence Lines?
Yes. Caden who?
Cadence, a girl.
Lines, oh, Cadence! I've heard that
grade,
name.
In Isaac's grade. She's like a blonde. She plays softball.
I've heard Cadence like fucking 50 times
before. All right. I just, I was on the podcast, Helicopter Crash. Shout out to Rashid and Chris. Don't change for anybody. Just be who you are.
Message. And this is our host, Chris Rashid, and our lovely guest.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Hopefully you'll be seeing him more.
Yeah.
Yes, bro. Thanks.